Chapter 103. The Female President's Little Wolf Dog 12. 2. Translator. Zia Editor. Ellie. Women like Chin Wanru should end up old and lonely, guarding her pitiful career, leading her own life. She would never know what it meant to be a woman, she would never understand what being cute was, and she would never be able to smile at a man. But today, he realized that Chin Wanru had changed. He had once tried every possible way, spending a decade trying to achieve something, but he hadn't succeeded. After he left, Chin Wanru suddenly changed on her own. He was curious to see why she dressed like this and how she underwent such a transformation. "There's someone here, go sit elsewhere." Chin Wanru's face turned cold as she spoke directly. "Why was this person so shameless? I'll treat you to a meal." Chen Jingrun didn't obediently leave just because Chin Wanru asked him to. Instead, he remained seated and with a cheerful smile, pushed his breakfast towards Chin Wanru. Usually, in such situations, most girls would accept the breakfast with a smile and say thank you. Unfortunately, Chin Wanru wasn't like most girls. "Do you think I can't afford to eat?" One sentence left Chen Jingrun unsure how to respond. He had considered that Chin Wanru might refuse, get angry, or just leave when he offered, but he hadn't anticipated this particular response. Regardless of which response, he felt it worked well, highlighting Chin Wanru's sharpness and fierceness. Faced with someone speaking kindly and wanting to invite her to eat, she responded so harshly. If the person who came with Chin Wanru saw this, they would think whose fault it was. However, he hadn't expected Chin Wanru to respond with a question. True, Chin Wanru couldn't possibly be unable to afford a meal, she had plenty of money. But was this really about money? Did having money mean that others couldn't invite her to eat? Doesn't my girlfriend have a boyfriend to take her out to eat? Su Yuyang also stood in front of the two, asserting his presence. At the same time, a luxurious meal was placed in front of Chin Wanru. Compared to the regular meal Chen Jingrun held, it practically blinded his eyes. This breakfast place was different from others. They classified their offerings into different levels. The luxurious set was limited to 10 portions each day, and they didn't accept reservations. Whoever arrived early got it. If you came late, even if you had money, you couldn't get it. Moreover, the price of this luxurious meal wasn't cheap. Most people came here to order the regular set. Although many came here due to its reputation, it was still quite difficult to get. Chen Jingrun had tasted the luxurious set once in the past, and he had only managed to eat it because of someone else's influence. Later, he understood that besides arriving early, there was another type of person who could enjoy the luxurious meal, those with an absolute status. However, that kind of status was beyond the reach of ordinary people. Even he, as the scion of the Chen group, couldn't attain it. Who was this young man before him? How could he buy the luxurious meal? When he had just queued up, he had clearly asked, and they had said there was no luxurious meal left. And what did he just say? His girlfriend? Chin Wanru? Please leave. Chin Wanru's expression grew even worse when Su Yuyang approached. Seeing how hard Su Yuyang had queued up, she felt guilty that she hadn't reserved a seat for him, leaving him without a place to sit. "Hello, I'm Wanru's brother, and my name is Chen Jingrun." However, Chen Jingrun completely ignored Chin Wanru's expression. He stood up and extended his hand towards Su Yuyang. Regardless of who the other person was, if their identity and status were remarkable, they were worth befriending in his eyes. He hadn't expected that Chin Wanru, this woman, would have such a connection. It seemed that she was pretending to be aloof, all that talk about not caring for worldly affairs and being a noble genius. In reality, it was only because the chips weren't sufficient to capture her heart. Now, facing this young man, she could address him as her boyfriend. It really was quite something. While he disdained her internally, on the surface, he still utilized Chin Wanru's brother's identity to establish a connection with Su Yuyang. He thought well of this approach. Getting close to this person, then kindly, "Tell him about some of Chin Wanru's childhood stories." "Wanru, isn't your surname Chin?" Su Yuyang ignored Chen Jingrun and instead looked at Chin Wanru. "I don't know him." Chin Wanru didn't give Chen Jingrun any face at all. How did this person become even more shameless after going abroad once? Couldn't she have been any clearer with her words? Wasn't her attitude obvious enough? How could he still confidently stay here? And he had the audacity to say he was her brother? What kind of brother was he? Did they even know each other well at all? Fortunately, Su Yuyang wasn't naive, he saw through it immediately. "They didn't have any relationship. Our families have been friends for generations. We had a little disagreement before I went abroad, so she's still mad at me. Chen Jingrun explained with a smile, looking at Qin Wanru's expression as if she were a child throwing a tantrum. I even treated you to a meal to apologize. Can you stop being mad? During his time abroad, even though he had played a trick on Su Yuyang, he had never met him in person. He hadn't seen Su Yuyang's appearance. He had simply arranged for someone to knock him out, to achieve his goal. So, when he saw Su Yuyang now, he thought he was some formidable figure. You, Chen Jingren's shamelessness infuriated Qin Wanru. Why couldn't this person understand simple words? If you apologize, Wanru should accept it? From what I know about her, she's not unreasonable, nor is she someone who gets angry easily. Of course, except for getting jealous. Since she doesn't like you, an apology might not be useful, please leave. This seat is mine. However, if you don't have a seat and insist on taking this one, you can have it. Let's consider it a token of the Qin Wanru family's friendship. After saying that, Su Yuyang took Qin Wanru's hand and walked away. Did Chen Jingrun really think he had the right to tarnish Su Yuyang's reputation? Immaturity? Throwing a tantrum? Haha, those traits were only reserved for him. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi. https://ko-fi.com/dragontia